The classic Japanese TV series, Shinya Shikudo, or Midnight Diner, or in Chinese, that's Shinye Shitang, debuted its Chinese version this week. Unfortunately, the series has been deemed as an epic fail in the history of Chinese adaptation of foreign TV shows. According to Douban, that's China's most cited entertainment rating website, it has received the lowest ever viewer score for a TV series this year. Yeah, these are
Yikes.
some
That
fresh,
hurts.
hot data that's come in this morning, and it doesn't look good. What's going on here?
Well, in order to know that, maybe we should introduce a little bit about this TV series to people who don't really are familiar with it. So, it tells the story of a late night dinner that opens, or diner that opens from midnight to 7 o'clock in the morning. And it is the setting for the original story, as well as the setting for this Chinese adaptation, like this new version of the story. Both stories similar. And then it's about the stories of different customers going into the dinner with this very introvert, silent kind of chef, and listening to their life story and problems in their daily life and talk about things. And also the people eating in the diner becoming friends and things like that. And one of the reasons that people hate it so much, I feel like, is that because of their love for the original TV series. They built up such a high expectation, and when viewers realize that this new, supposed to be Chinese version of the story turned out to be merely, at least for the first episode, merely a translation and different people casting for a different character kind of story, they got really disappointed and maybe rated like that.
Yeah, I mean, I take looking at the research, I haven't seen either. But looking at our research about this this TV show, I think, Chinese people liked the Japanese version because it was foreign. But it's like now we're seeing, and we'll get into this, but it's like China in this TV sitcom is trying to be Japan in so many different elements, whereas they're not being themselves. You can take this late night diner mentality, which I don't even know if Japan can claim is originally theirs, and say that, you can take that and make it Chinese, put a Chinese twist to it. Because just like so many of the elements, I guess Huang Lei, this leading actor in the series, he's dressed like I guess the chef in the Japanese version. The restaurant itself, the diner itself, is decorated like an informal Japanese place. I guess, some of the food just wasn't up to snuff, like almost ramen noodles, those the ones you just pour hot water into. Really didn't try to kind of take this plot, this theme, and translate it well to the Chinese culture. Like I would imagine, if I was going to try to do this, I would say, okay, we want this chef, this strong, silent type. He's here to help you get through your problems by cooking you some comfort food. Ooh, and then maybe people go in there from different backgrounds, all to get something to eat late at night. But, anybody that's eating late at night probably is doing it because they can't sleep or they're really worried about something. They have problems, right? But different problems. So all of a sudden, you could just have maybe this be some kind of place like a Shaokao place. A lot of those places stay open, and the guy's like, one of the dudes walks up and he's like, hey, do you got anything to eat? He's like, I sure do. Oh, what do you need? What happened, buddy? What are you doing here? Something like this in Chinese, and have this kind of thing play out, but the guy's problems, make them Chinese problems. The guy's food he orders, the shaokao, the beer maybe he follows up with, make that a very Chinese thing, because that's how people relate to it. When you're watching somebody else's take on a TV show, that's cool. But then when you add all these Chinese actors and half Chinese elements, half Japanese elements, I think people just get confused. What are you trying to do here? One foot's in the water, one foot's not. And that just, I think that's often a really bad way to make a show.
Yeah,
You
and
know?
I would say it's mostly one foot in the Japanese water
Yeah.
by the look at what this
Okay.
is
Okay.
shown.
Yeah.
And also these days, so many people can get all the information or entertainment product that they want on the internet, and so many people who are already fans of the original Japanese TV series Shinya Shikudo, and also those who have checked out the South Korean adaptation, they're already very familiar with the setting, the storyline, and I think everybody's looking forward to a Chinese version of it, especially when you've
Well,
got an all-star cast
right,
and
but
Mr. Huang Lei, he is a big star, people like him, but this time it seems like his fate hasn't
well,
gone so promising for once.
let's not just blame this production team because I mean, definitely a lot of the blame falls on them, but they purchased the copyright of the original Japanese TV series, but the Japanese side had some requirements for the adaptation. They said, "Yeah, you can buy it, but we want the chef to be played by Huang Lei, and he has to have a scar on his face or something like
Yeah,
that."
just like the Japanese
Yeah,
version.
the original setting of the chef has no special background. I guess the chef can't have like a special side story or background to him. The show still needs to pay attention to the lives of grassroots people, but they promise to make changes to the stories and food to adjust to the taste of the Chinese audience. Yet I don't even think that happened. Basically, the point is they bought this copyright, this intellectual property to do this, yet there was these additional clauses saying you have to do it kind of our way. We have these demands,
Yeah.
which is just that's a little weird for me.
On top of that, the director claims in an interview that he has little right to say no to the advertisements being implanted into his work, and that is one of the reasons viewers hate it.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't really have much power or a lot of say to this.
Well, that's interesting, and also we'll go into a bit more detail in a second into why it didn't really pan very well here in
Yeah.
China. But certainly, I think the Japanese people are very, very protective of the original story and the copyright to it. So I can actually, Ryan, I can understand sometimes when you want your brain baby, your brainchild, to look a certain way, and there it shouldn't have three eyes, and I'm certain about that. And it can only have two. Or maybe with this story, like the main character can't have
Yeah.
a really outlandish or
I
some
mean, but
of a
who can put
background.
a copyright on a diner that people go to late at night? And I don't even think Japan, you know, if you're going to start copyrighting everything, I was going to talk about this in a little bit. But like the American diner, this started in 1942, right? With a you can even see the famous American painting called Nighthawk, which was oil canvas painted in 1942 by Edward Hopper, one of the most recognized American paintings, right? People come into these kind of formal establishments to get something to eat. Yet I think the US has had great influence on Japan, and maybe why you see something like this. China doesn't have to do it Japan's way. I think the problem is they should have said, this is stupid. You know what? We don't even want your stuff. You don't have a copyright on diners and people getting a bite to eat late at night. So whatever, we're gonna blow your diner story out of the water because we got the consumer audience and we don't want to follow your storyline because we can come up with better storylines. Maybe this is actually laziness on the production team that they, instead of coming up with an original kind of element that is in a way similar to this, but only late night dining with people who have problems, maybe it's laziness on their side for not coming up with a story that is very Chinese and instead copying the mob bosses and the chefs with the scars, just like the Japanese series. I mean, that is definitely laziness.
Oh, I'd love to see Ryan's version of it. Please
Oh,
come up
you'll
with some
get it.
work and I'll be loving
Don't you come in
it.
my diner though, New
And
Hoglade.
also, according to the director, who's apparently have some certain kind of nostalgia kind of emotion to this specific comic book, which is this late night diner, the the story is originally come up as a comic book. So he's like, I like this story and I like this IP. This is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to make a Chinese story or a Chinese, very Chinese version of it. I really do want this story. And that is why he's doing this. And that is the copyright is talking about. And also, he said that the first picture of the story that is using the little sausage dish, and he said it's the icon of the story. That is why he's using that. But I agree, it's not a very bright idea.
I think, Ryan, there's one thing I would see differently to what you have said. That is, first of all, I think it's a good thing that the Chinese production team actually purchased using the copyright of the original Japanese manga where all this started from. So it's not, and it happened to be called Late Night Diner. And this is a wonderful idea. The Late Night and Diner put together. Think about this. I think this is the part that strikes with anybody who's lived in a city. That is, you live in a huge city. You feel you might be like one, you're like one small entity that nobody really recognizes you. And you struggle to make a living and find a career or just barely making ends meet. And you feel lonely in a big city. And during the day, you don't feel much because you're busy with your life. At night, deep in night, when you feel vulnerable, you feel lonely, and there is a safe sanctuary for you to go to. It not only heals your soul, but it pleasing your appetite. That is what this story is about.
What you're describing is nothing new or specific to Japan. Like I said, you should look at this 1942 painting. What you're talking about is nothing that necessarily existed or originated, I think, in Japan. What I'm saying is you can't claim IP on the late night dining habits of people around the world, right?
That's and not how the copyright.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So why not use that instead of buying somebody else's story? Make your own story revolving around similar elements that you can't really IP on, right? So like late night dining, right? People that eat late at night probably are doing it because they're seeing some problems, right? And to have one person, it doesn't have to be the chef, but maybe the staff, the waiters, these kind of things. I mean, you can make a really great story without having to buy somebody else's story.
Well, Nolan, do you think this is lazy or maybe it's playing on a clever existing copyright, but didn't go well?
I think they do. Well, they did have their angle because this has been already very successful and a good IP, and that is why they wanted to.
In Japan, though.
In China as well.
Yeah, because it's popular online.
Well, people like watching Games of Thrones and stuff all around the world, but I'm just saying, like, you can have your own version of it if you like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like I said, you're right, and I would love your version, but apparently this director wanted to build upon the original story, and I think only because he wanted to build upon something doesn't make it wrong. He can make a good adaptation, a good Chinese one, but well, apparently failed to.
Yeah, I think during the phase of adaptation, as we speak, there's a lot of attention that needs to go to the different aspects of what makes it successful. First of all, how do you localize the story? Second of all, how do you make the props, the setting all look believable in a completely different country's context? And I think those things have sort of missed the mark. And originally, can I just explain one thing,
please?
Why the Japanese show was popular was not only the food. The food is always really simple. And originally, the Japanese author said that, I don't want this to be French cuisine. I don't want this to be anything really fancy. Right. This is about comforting the super hungry people and right. the little potatoes, those people who live in the periphery.
Right. The grassroots.
Those things. But those things, when you're that's just being transplanted into the Chinese scene without a Chinese strong understanding of society and story, it did not fly.
Right. Instead of buying other people's copyrights all the time, if you actually start making your own awesome stories, maybe other people will buy your copyrights. Isn't that the goal?
Well,
To
that
make
has.
that kind of story? Or are you always going to buy somebody else's plot and just put in these Chinese elements? I think it could be really exciting if you make a very China-specific late-night dining scene.
Yes, I agree, but I still think the 2.4 or 3 kind of rating score of reviewing score is kind of lower than the objective situation of the show. And I think the reason here is because people do have suffered enough for advertisement being implanted in shows, and people don't really pay attention to all the plots or the lines they read, and maybe somehow laziness in production of entertainment products. And that is why people are becoming like, I can't take this anymore. I'm gonna give you such a low rate, low score as a claiming my attitude here. And I don't think it's apparently a little bit sad for Huang Lei, but maybe in the future, filmmakers, TV show makers would take this as a warning and be more careful and don't assuming audiences will take whatever they serve.
Yeah, I think this is just a big mess. I mean, as I understand, Huang Lei is a good actor, right? But he's kind of the actor that you would put in a role where he talks a lot because of his background. I mean, I guess he hosted If You're the One. And he's known as a talkative and persuasive man that educates his audiences. Yet, when he's casted into this role here, he's this silent chef. So I think it's horrible casting. I guess also people were not happy with the cast who I guess
Yeah.
was supposed to be a mob boss, but people just thought he was blind with sunglasses on or something like this. So, I mean, I think this was sloppily done. I think it was lazy. I think a lot of aspects point that it was just meant to make money, to use Japan's IP to make some quick cash with people thinking what it is, filling it with advertisements, and it's leaving the consumers very upset. And I think why I'm coming from this point of view is because I don't think late night diners and people going to get something to eat and having problems is something that you can necessarily IP. Correct me if I'm wrong. So I think there's a lot of cool, creative ways you can do that. If you want to innovate, you don't buy other people's IP, you create your own. Okay? And so that's what I think should be done here. And that's what will do real justice to the Chinese people that you're talking about, Hyung, the grassroots people, the real people that really live in China that will be able to relate to your IP, and maybe other people can adapt that.
Yeah, well, but you can't see from one unsuccessful example of adaptation to of a foreign TV show to say that
Where's the
there,
successful
well,
adaptation?
there's a lot of successful original content that has actually been exported to South Korea. For example, Bu Bu Jing Xun, that was a very popular
Oh,
Chinese TV series. I think it's called Treading Every Step on Ice, if maybe that's not the best translation, but that's what I've got so far. And that was made into a South Korean TV show, which was also pretty popular, but difficult to emulate the kind of success it had in China. And that was original. And here we have a adaptation that didn't go well. And there's a few other examples as well. So I think this shows that just. And there's one thing I don't think we should criticize people for wanting to pay money and buy the copyright of making something that's already successful in another
Yeah,
country.
but you're buying a copyright with all these restrictions, basically saying you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. I think, like, it needs to have the restrictions lifted. Once you buy the copyright, you should be able to kind of use it and paint your own story. Otherwise, what's the point of buying it?
Okay, so then what makes a successful adaptation if we're looking at this own genre of it's such in the Chinese market right now. We see TV series and TV shows.
Definitely a lack of restrictions. I mean, what's the point of buying it if you can't use it and make it your own? Also, I mean, obviously, better casting, putting people in the roles that they'll shine in. And then something that Nu Hong Lin had said. I mean, this thing was filled with advertisements, guys. You can see them if you watch it. I read all about them. A lot of advertisements. So Those are just a couple suggestions.
Yes, and I think the reason you want to buy an IP is because the mentality, the theory behind it, not the setting or clothes or casting of it, or I mean character of it. So maybe the late night diner idea is about, like He Yang has explained, people in the night feeling lonely or have their emotions on and wanted to solve problems or at least find comfort. And that is what you're buying. And you put that in a Chinese society or Chinese mentality, it will be better.
Right. But do you necessarily have to buy someone else's take on how that works out? Or can you make one specifically that is Chinese? That's my point of view.
See, I believe if we do that and don't buy anything, buy any copyright, people are going to say you're only copying their idea.
No, because in American culture, the mafia movies, people walk into late night diners all the time. Buonasera, buonasera. You come to my place of establishment. You know, these kind of so popularized. This 1940s painting. I mean, I don't think someone has a monopoly on people eating late at night and having problems. Okay?
Yeah, because the Chinese production
but
is buying more than that.
You can make a really cool IP. And even if you have made IPs, you should continue to strive to make more, I think, rather than buy somebody else's.
Yeah, well, that's a very different take on creativity and maybe
or lack thereof.
Or maybe a very pragmatic look at what's out there globally and working on something that's already tested and tried, but it still needs to fly if you've attached your own wings to it. You are listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yo Hong Lin.